Hey, you are you listening to a podcast? Hold on, I'm coming over.
Hi, sorry for the interruption. Hold on, I've got some music. If you're listening to a podcast, you may be a podcaster. I'm running around telling podcasters about the South African Podcasters Guild, the SAPG. We're the largest podcaster community in South Africa. We're building the industry in SA, and we're inviting all South African podcasters to join us. So go to sapg.co.za to find out more. Membership is free for amateurs, 100 rand a month for pros, and the Guild is a registered non-profit organization. Thanks for your time. Okay, I gotta go. Cheers. Hi, I'm John Barnker, MD of the South African Podcasters Guild. Welcome to the audio version of our third newsletter. Without further ado, let's get into it. Firstly, I'm hugely excited to announce that entries are open for the first annual South African Podcast Awards brought to you by the SAPG. The South African Podcast Awards is a showcase for the best local podcasts and podcasters. The goal of the show is to set the bar for what good is in SA podcasting and then inspire podcasters to improve on that year on year. Better audio quality, better show artwork, better content, better everything. This will do the same job for non-podcasters. Brands, media buyers, and listeners will have a reference point for what a good South African podcast is, and the South African Podcast Awards will bring great podcasts to their attention. So if you haven't registered your show on the SA Pod List, go back to the newsletter, click the button saying Enter the SAPA for free right now, and go through that process before you come back. Right, assuming you've done that, let's talk about the journey to the SAPA. Since the founder members launched the SAPG on the 2nd of November 2023, we've been planning this awards show, and behind the scenes, there's been a lot of work back and forth thinking about this show. I would have loved to launch the South African Podcast Awards in a beautiful theatre with a red carpet outside and all the associated glitz and glam. However, in costing out variations on this theme, we came up with quotes of between 2 and 300,000 rand. We're just not there yet, and that's fine. We're very fortunate that Diego Domingo, our Director of Member Affairs, is helping us to produce a brilliant broadcast via live stream, and will host watch parties across the country so that podcasters can still come together to celebrate with each other. So let's talk about the details. The entries open today, the 3rd of July, 2024. Entries close on the 31st of July, although we'll probably have a little extension for the latecomers. Entry is free for any podcaster, SAPG member or not. All that's required to be considered is to register your show on the SA Podlist on our website. That's sapg.co.za/podlist. The three directors, Paolo, Diego and myself, will make an initial cut to create a finalist list, and those finalists will be judged by a group of highly experienced podcast professionals. So what is the judging process? These will vary from category to category, but the judges will be looking for production quality. This is in recording, in editing, in post-production, the sonic identity. They'll be looking at hosting, interview technique, active listening and response, depth of research, insight, and chemistry. We'll be looking at creativity, interesting angles on stories or interviews, interesting show concepts and execution, not just your standard sit down and chat, which is fine, but not exactly revolutionary. Lastly, they'll look at the value of the content or conversation. This is highly subjective, but judges will express their opinion on whether the content of the podcast is important, interesting, challenging, entertaining, insightful, and generally valuable for its intended audience. So, how does scoring work? Judges will evaluate entrants based on a point system, rating each show out of 100 points. If your show reaches 70 points, you get bronze. If you reach 80 points, you get silver. And if you reach 90 points or above, you get gold. This means two things. Firstly, there could be multiple winners in each category. Secondly, there could be no winners in a category. If there's no show that gets 70 points or above, there will just not be a winner. Does audience size count? Note that listener stats and downloads will not in this first year be considered. We're a community of predominantly independent podcasters, and most of us have zero budget for paid media and other tools and techniques that can help us grow a show. We want to reward people who are making great content, whether they're getting the big numbers or not. Right, what are the categories? Okay, strap in, there's a lot of categories. Podcast of the Year, Best Indie Podcast, Most Innovative Podcast Concept, Best Podcast Host or Hosts, Best Cover Art, Best Production and Sound Design, Best Script Writing, Fiction and Non-Fiction, Best Business Podcast, Comedy, Documentary, Entertainment, Audio Fiction, History, Interview, Podcast for Kids, Knowledge, Science or Tech Podcast, News Podcast, Sports, Personal Growth or Spirituality, politics or opinion, society and culture, true crime, wellness or relationships, branded podcasts, and best music podcast. That's 25 categories. And here's a final disclaimer. This is the first annual South African Podcast Awards. We are going to make some mistakes, and it's all going to get a bit weird. For example, we're making it easy for you to enter by simply registering on the pod list, but you don't get to choose what categories you're in. We'll decide that in the first cut. We'll do our best to get it right, but we won't. All I can promise you is that we'll try to learn from every mistake we make so that in the future, we'll get better and better. Enter anyway, and let's get this thing rolling. Right, on to other news. Milestones are plenty. As of today, the SAPG is hitting and nearing numerous milestones. Firstly, we're 4 members away from reaching 200 members. 3, actually. Secondly, we've just broken 100 registered shows on the SA pod list. Thirdly, we're about 50 followers away from 1,000 followers on Instagram. So, why do we have almost 200 members but only 100-ish registered shows on the pod list? Well, firstly, some members haven't registered their shows yet, so here's another reminder to do that. Secondly, many of our members have not yet produced their first podcast, which brings me to another important point. There's new content in the works. Many of our members are at the start of their podcasting journey or have not yet posted their first episode. That's why we're going to be creating a podcast series about getting started from the ground up. This morning, I'm heading off to join Diego to record a few episodes about equipment, everything from using your phone to a studio setup. After that, we'll cover topics like editing, free software, show notes, cover art, sonic identity, and more. Let's move on to our latest episodes of How to Make a Podcast in South Africa. Since we last chatted, I've added 3 episodes of How to Make a Podcast in South Africa. Number 1, Lighting the Fire Under Audio Fiction in South Africa with Hendrik and Ethan Baird. You'll hear that trailer straight after the end of this newsletter. 2, Let's Dive into Branded Podcasts with Jane Morgan. And 3, Create Self-Guided Audio Tours on VoiceMap as a Side Hustle with Ian Manley. I'd like to give another huge thanks to all the guests who gave their time for these interviews. As you can see, these are somewhat geared towards more advanced podcasters, and we'll be taking a step back now to make more stuff for those who are just getting started. Let's wrap it up. There are exciting, busy times ahead for South African podcasters, and I hope you'll get involved. Get registered on the pod list, get that finalist, get that award. Stay tuned to our community channels for more content that will help you grow your show. Lastly, please become a paying member. If you're finding value in what we're doing right now and want to help us build the South African podcasting industry, please click on the button and become a paid member of the SAPG. It's 100 Rand a month and your contribution will go towards our running costs, including website hosting from Squarespace, various apps, and fuel for driving around to record stuff. We also put a small paid media budget that lets us spread the word. We occasionally rent a studio for interviews, and we want to create a financial reserve through which we can fund various events and bursaries. So that's my pitch. Head back to the newsletter, find the button that says sign up to become a paid member, and click away. Thanks for listening to our 3rd audio newsletter. Stay tuned for the trailer to Stripped from Baird Media, and keep podcasting.
Can the accused please stand? The South African government has decided to act decisively to stem the growing tide of conscientious objectors. It is my duty as a magistrate to protect our beloved republic from young men such as yourself who hold the system in such contempt. I therefore find you guilty as charged. I sentence you to 90 days in military custody. You'll be escorted to the holding cells below.
In 1971, Thomas Budge, a young gay Jehovah's Witness, refused to serve in the apartheid military. He was sent to the military detention barracks in the then Voortrekkerhoogte.
Welcome to your new home for the next 3 months.
He was marked as a troublemaker, and they wanted to make an example out of him.
Private Budge, the sergeant accuses you of refusing to wear your uniform, and here you're standing kaal gat in front of me. What do you have to say for yourself?
Captain, I stand here stripped naked in front of you because I'm not an enlisted member of the South African Defence Force. Neither Sergeant Vermaak, the corporal, you, nor any other officer has jurisdiction over me.
Is that so? Very well then. I find you guilty of insubordination and willful disobedience.
How long will they keep him in detention? And how will his parents and church react when they find out that he is gay? Based on a true story, Stripped is South Africa's first feature-length audio drama podcast, releasing October 2024 on the website startlivingmy.life and wherever podcasts are available.
Keep right on doing.